The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. It is Friday, the 17th, 2023 for some of us who are still looking. 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Nathan.
Good morning.
Who has just but one life to give for his country. Oh, that was Ethan. And okay, Nathan, Ethan. It's cold.
Right, right.
So what's the weather look like?
The weather is the weather. It is. Yeah, yeah.
You have one job, okay? And that's
one?
To keep me in line, one. But two, okay, but under that there's subsets. One, make, you know, do the weather.
Right.
Read the weather. Two, no, put fresh coffee in the machine before you leave, which you are woefully falling on.
Oh,
on
yes,
that one.
I am terrible at that one. Yeah. That one is. Do you want the weather?
Yeah, I want
okay.
the weather.
All right,
because we got a dog. That we have the
attention.
Dog of the year just rolled in. Okay.
All right. Today is sunny with a high near 64. North wind about 6 to 8 miles an hour. Tonight is mostly clear, low around 38. Saturday is mostly sunny, high near 65. Northwest winds about 5 miles an hour. Saturday night, partly cloudy, low around 41. Calm winds around 6 miles an hour. Sunday, sunny with a high near 71.
Sunday,
it's getting up there.
Yeah.
Sunday night is around 42. And then Washington's
showers, here
birthday,
they come
today.
Yeah, that's going to be
sunny. With a high near 66.
Whoa.
Partly cloudy, low around 43. And then rain. Tuesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
Thursday. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Oh, it's going to rain.
Yeah. That was, we were talking, just as we're, you know, just as the arenas are drying out and Casey's driving his tractor around trying to
get caught
sweep
up
it out.
One.
Yeah, sweep out, you know, everything. And here it comes again because we were talking. He goes, yeah. We're talking about bringing another horse over there. You know, he's got people. His reputation is so stellar. People are seeking him out to be able to board their horses. Anyway, hey, look, the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business out of Anderson. It is locally owned, locally run. They treat their customers like friends. They really do. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got other plans, too, during this time of extremely high prices. That's Shasta Gas Propane, 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Katrina and Glitter, though I would immediately change that name to Nanook.
What do you need to a doctor, then?
Well, I tell you what. She needs to be louder, okay?
She is louder.
Okay, we got you.
Yay.
Okay, we have just the cutest blue-eyed darling dog with us today, named Glitter, and she is just a describer. I like her.
She's incredible. So she is a husky mix. When you look at her, it's very obvious. The special thing about her, though, is she's very, very small. She's only 34 pounds.
She looks like, I swear, people, we're going to have photos of her on our chat room, and I'll put them on Facebook, but she looks just like a husky. Blue eyes, the coloring, the tail coming back, but she's 34 pounds, and she's full grown, and she's only a year old.
Yeah.
I tell you what, if Linda was not allergic to, you know, to dogs, except for the hypoallergenics,
yeah,
this dog would be coming home with me. She comes running over, she licks your hands, she's full of energy.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing with huskies is they're definitely, we say they're not for the faint of heart. They're very, very, very energetic dogs that definitely want something to do. Glitter is very friendly. Even as we're sitting here, though, she definitely wants to go. She wants to go explore the whole studio
she
and
wants,
meet
hey,
everyone.
Hey, Sue, Glitter wants to go home with you.
But she's a really fun dog. She's very friendly.
Sue looked at her and went, oh, he's a little big. She's only 34 pounds. Think about this. 34 pounds, and you get a husky marked perfectly. I mean, she's just beautiful.
Yeah,
okay, I'm gushing. Sorry.
I don't blame you. She's one to gush about. She's gorgeous, and she's really sweet. And, yeah, if you're someone who maybe hasn't owned a husky before, she would be a good one to start with because since she is smaller, it is a little bit easier to manage the independent and high-energy nature of her.
You know what? Have you seen these reels where these huskies, they just talk. They talk back to their owners. I'm just like, she hasn't made a sound since she's been in here. So maybe it's a little bit later in life, but they are active. They're smart. And when it snows, get yourself a sled. And you know what? She would have a great time chasing your sheep around, Nate.
Maybe Nathan,
too much fun.
Okay, maybe too much. Because he's got guardian dogs out there. So they'd whack him a few times. Or whack her a few times. Okay. Now, how can somebody adopt her? She's not going to stay.
No.
She's a star.
She's an awesome dog. So if you want to adopt her, of course, you can always give us a call at 530-241-1653, or you can also just come on down to the shelter and meet with her and see if she's a good fit for you. And, of course, if you have other dogs in your home, make sure you bring them so that way they can meet,
She is high energy. And when I say high energy, she is not, like, pulling on the leash all the time. But she could go through the regular obedience course, or you can train her because huskies are smart.
They are. They're very, very,
they're very
smart.
And this is why you have to give them a job or have a yard for them. You know, if you just leave them in your apartment, and this is just me, and I don't want to, but I want the dog and the parent to be happy there, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, if unless they're crate trained, and I can't imagine putting a husky in a crate for a long time. I'm sure they can be. But if you don't, you know, if she doesn't have some room to exercise, she's going to find it in a play toys. Could be your shoes.
Very true. Definitely,
yeah,
huskies.
You gotta understand.
Right. We don't usually recommend them as apartment dogs for that reason. They get, you know, the second they get bored, like you said, they're gonna make a toy out of anything. So she definitely needs to get out frequently, like every day for long periods of time.
So if you have a yard, that'd be great. You know, and a doggy door, maybe, that you can shut. No, she's beautiful, my friends. She's it's like a miniature husky. And you know how much you have to pay for a miniature husky out on the open market? It's over $1,000.
Oh, wow.
I mean, she's not mini, because it's 34 pounds, but she's not the 85-pound one you see.
Exactly.
Now, she's going to need to be brushed on a regular basis, I imagine.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. So you got to know that. But the first, you know, she runs over me and gives me like 12 licks on the hand before I can move my hand back. She goes, yes, yes, somebody new. Okay, what else is going on down there, young lady?
So we're actually really excited. We've started something new. We've partnered with Fratelli's Pizza Parlor, and they're going to actually be doing a Pet of the Week themed pizza. So Fratelli's is in Redding. If you've never been there, it's over on California Street, and it's really exciting. They're going to be doing a pizza every single week themed towards
one street over here.
Yeah,
California Street.
Yeah, just right over here in downtown. They're doing a Pet of the Week themed pizza.
Telly's Pizza.
Fratelli's.
Fratelli's. Okay,
yeah.
I got it. Okay, and we're Fratelli's.
Yeah. So every week it'll be themed to whatever that week's Pet of the Week is. So this week there will be a glitter themed pizza. No glitter on there, though. I should probably emphasize.
It'll be a husky.
Edible.
It'll be a husky.
That'd be cool.
It'll be a husky flavored. Not flavored. That wasn't the word I was looking for. A husky themed.
Yeah. And it's really exciting because, you know, Fratelli's, they do sell pizza by the slice. So if you buy a slice of the Pet of the Week pizza, part of the proceeds actually do come back to Haven.
Okay.
So very exciting. If you're not able to make it down to the shelter to, you know, see our Pet of the Week, this way you kind of get a taste of the Pet of the Week, so to speak.
How was your first Valentine's Day?
Our blind date. It was fantastic.
Good.
It was
a lot of fun. I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah, we're very thankful for everyone who showed up to that. It was a really fun event, and we're definitely thinking about doing more events like that in the future.
I think you should. You know, you can find any day. Now, Valentine's Day, of course, but you can find another day, you know.
Definitely.
Oh, look at, you know what? She is just, her eyes are those light blue, and she's very attentive. Okay, if I don't think glitter's going to last a long time down there. I think somebody's going to come down. Like I said, she's a miniature husky. Miniature being, okay, it's not mini, but it would be a, what would you say, small husky? How would you, what's the right
she
word?
She looks like the runt of the litter.
I like that.
Oh, you're good.
Oh, hi. She's in my lap right now.
How'd you get her?
She actually just came in as a stray.
Somebody just turned her in, right?
Yep. So we don't know anything about her history.
But I tell you, she's sitting in, trying to sit in Katrina's lap. So you've got yourself a buddy. Somebody take on walks, on runs, whatever you like. Okay. Thanks so much for being with us today, and good luck, Glitter. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
ShastaBeam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from ShastaBeam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Redding. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Redding. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Redding.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank has been in the business for over 15 years, and they've been helping move local dreams forward since the day they opened. We have an account, have our business accounts and stuff at Cornerstone Community Bank, and today, or yesterday, I received my new debit card with a chip in it. And if you want a chip card, so, you know, they have sliders, but if you want a chip in your card, just call them, say I'd like to have that, and in 5-6 days, you'll get your new card. And it's easy to use because you only have to, you know, when you use it, instead of having to call an 800 number or something, which you can still do, you just use it, put in your code, and it's, you know, and it works. I tried it out yesterday. But Cornerstone Community Bank, two branches right here in Reading, one in Red Bluff and one in Anderson. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Okay. Should I even mention Gateway Unified School District again?
Those people
are going. But this is kind of more of a positive story that we go here. Gateway United School Board, OK's plan to hire a superintendent. The Board of Trustees on Wednesday night unanimously approved beginning the process of hiring a new superintendent for the district. They're going to advertise for the position, set up a time frame for screening candidates and interviewing applicants. But that just came minutes after the board turned down a proposal to rescind a vote it took last month to bypass a board policy that lays out much of the same process for hiring a new administrator. The former president of Gateway has resigned, and after 2 months, and then they're going to have to go through and get somebody else, because right now it's 2-2 on the board. But now they're starting. So Gateway, you have an acting superintendent, and they're going through a process to hire the next one. Okay, good. They've gone through a whole bunch of stuff there at Gateway. So hopefully that the education of the kids just keeps going on. You know, teachers, you know, that's above the teachers right there and shouldn't have anything to do with them. Hey, we're going to have a forum on homelessness is coming to the Civic. Now, what is that exactly? You know, we're doing a lot of things here in town, such as building these pallet houses. There's a housing for homeless veterans going up in Shasta Lake. We already have one here in town, and that's kind of it's a plan to put the homeless veterans in there. And what they do is they get the help and the assistance they need to get them off the streets, get them back into the workforce, and then they transition into their own house. And that's been a big success for our homeless population and veterans. Reading Restart, addressing homelessness, is scheduled for March 3rd at the Civic Auditorium. Speakers include representatives from local nonprofit and government groups that are involved in trying to break the cycle of homelessness. We're going to have the Shasta Community Health Center, Reading Police Department. Chief Bill Schuller is going to talk. Hill Country Medical Center CEO Joe Campbell, and No Boundaries Traditional Housing founder Christine Cage. They want to come up with ideas that we can use that will help the homeless population get off the streets. And we know that there is a percentage that want to do that. And we have a percentage that have mental problems, either self-induced through drugs or mental problems. And then there's that smaller group that just loves how they live. Yeah, no, we're not going to go in. This is what we do. This is what we like. We can do our drugs. We can have our little prostitution rings. We can do all those things. So those are the ones that I think the new jail could address and address their homelessness.
Is there any movement on that yet, or is that still a mystery?
Which one?
The one we're getting a jail.
Oh, no, they're moving forward. The jail is going to be right next to the old jail. this is still a 3 or 4 year project, I would imagine. The good things is they've got all the infrastructures there, in the sense of electricity and sewers and all these things. But they still got to go through. I don't think they have to go through CEQA because of where its location is already. But they have to get it designed, and they've got $25 million, but it's going to cost more than that. So what's it going to be? A bond, or a? And they said they never raise taxes. But isn't a bond kind of like taxes? They pass a bond and it goes on to your property taxes.
I'm not sure.
Okay, here's my favorite story of this segment. A man by the name of T.C. Williams donated money to begin the T.C. Williams School of Law. And it is a very at the university there. And the University of Richmond School of Law voted to adopt a policy that prohibits the university from naming any building, program, professorship, or entity for a person who directly engaged in trafficking or enslavement of others or openly advocated for the enslavement of people. Then they found out that Williams was a slave owner back in the 1800s. And he was taxed on owning slaves for his businesses. So, his descendant has says, if you take off the name of my great-great-great-grandfather who founded this school of law, then I want the money back.
Oh.
$3 billion. He demands that they pay back $3.6 billion. If you're going to take the name off, then give the money back. How can you keep the money that he donated? Now, he originally donated $25,000 to fund the school after his death. And then since then, the family has done regular donations and all this. So now the descendant wants, well, fine. Take the name off, but give me, how can you keep money that was tainted by slavery? No answer so far from the university. Of course, they could just say, "Okay, we'll give you back the
$25,000."
A conservative estimate of the gifts from the end of the war to his death exceeds $65,000. University's endowment is $3.3 billion. Since you and your activists went out of your way to discredit the Williams name, and since presumably the Williams family's money is tainted, demonstrate your virtue and give it back. Wouldn't that be interesting? If you give your money, say you donate for something like a school wing, a medical wing, and then they find out that, you were in the pharmaceutical, you're a pharmaceutical company guy. And then they come out 20 years from now or 10 years from now and say, oh, no, that pharmaceutical company, pushed opiates. We don't want their name anywhere, like the Pfizer's wing of the Harvard School of Medicine, something like that. And then he said that they're just going to take it off. Can you get your money back for that? We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hop takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is as smooth as with the hop.
Thank you for
calling BNT Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. And what a great jewelry store this is. Locally owned, locally run. It's been there for about 30 years. Rebecca and Henry know the business, and if they have a great selection of jewelry ranging from Native American to estate jewelry to specially designed pieces and everything in between. They've got the only watch repairman in Northern California. Plus the fact that, you know, you go in there for a battery change, you walk in, you walk out 3 minutes later with a new battery. Everything they do is just first class at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay, Nick, I'm getting to you early in the break.
Hey, thanks, Carl. Listen, I was just coming home from swimming, and I turned you on, and you were talking about Williams and the college his grandfather founded or some darn thing.
Oh, it's his great-great-great-grandfather or something back in
Example that happened right here in Redding.
Okay.
There was a financial advisor, I think his name was Koenig, and he was he donated a whole bunch of money to Turtle Bay. I believe it was a quarter of a million, probably more than that. And he had a whole wing named after him. Well, he got prosecuted for doing something wrong, and it was quite a bit wrong because he went to prison for 10 or 15 years.
I think that money was
he dropped his name on that wing, but I'll wager 10 to 1 that Mike Warren didn't give him his money back.
Well, probably not.
Okay.
That's why I just wanted to share that with you.
Well, thank you.
Have a great day.
I will. Now. Hey, a new study comparing California repeat offenders who posted bail with those who were let out with a low or no cost under zero bail policies found that the latter group reoffended more often, more quickly, and were accused of 200 times more violent crimes. In Chicago, the police, you know, we talked about this, how the number of arrests have dropped so dramatically because the policemen are saying, I'm not going out there. You know, you can't chase a running felon, you know, all these things under certain, you know, circumstances.
Wait, is it just the Wild West?
Like the impacts of zero bail on violent crime are obvious, and they're horrific, said Yolo County District Attorney Jeff Reisig, whose office published the study. I mean, we have more people being shot at, stabbed, assaulted, robbed, beaten. These are the real victims, and the numbers are staggering under zero bail. And we did that zero bail at the height of the coronavirus pandemic, meant to minimize jail crowding. Jail crowding, but costs were dramatically reduced, often to a dollar or zero. He said that zero bail is a completely failed policy and said his goal is for lawmakers to have that data compiled and available to them as the state's legislative session resumes. And it doesn't surprise me. I'm surprised that such, you know, it was on, under, as opposed to people that pay bail and people that don't, that it was going to be that much. Cause, you know, you figure a lot of these people being arrested have been arrested before. So, which is the other good thing about it. That comes up as a follow up to the August examination of crime in Yolo County said, they received criticism for not having a control group. So this time, the analysis compared bailed out individuals with zero bail suspects. And the ones released without bail were arrested on 163% more charges than those who posted bail. And they reoffended 70% more often. Reoffenses resulted in felony charges 90% more often. And they were accused of three times as many violent crimes. This is kind of like one of those studies that why do kids laugh at cartoons, you know, and they give them, like, somebody $1 million to study that, okay? I mean, you just know kids going to laugh at cartoons. I don't know why we need $1 million to study it. But this one, what it does is it takes what everybody believed and believes that, you turn people loose, no bail or anything. They come in, oh, there, we're just releasing your own recognizance. Everybody, I think, in their heads knew that this is wrong, that this was going to cause problems. This is the first report I've seen about exactly how many problems they were going to have. In Yolo County, too. Which, of course, that's right next to Sacramento. So, the object's being shot down. Okay, now let me just say this. The whole United States went on alert when the big Chinese balloons floating around, coming over into our airspace. And we find out that NORAD doesn't have, their system may not be set up to catch, you know, slow-moving objects like that coming in. They really have to tweak it, which they did. And then, of course, President Biden should have done something, and he didn't, and it went on for days and, you know, all this. But Hunter Biden's troubles were out of the front page, but but these were on. You should have shot it down. You should shoot it down. You should shoot it down. Okay, right? And then since then, they've had another three objects fly around, and, you know, you listen to the pilots. Well, what is that? I don't know what it is. They can't tell because they're going by. This thing's moving it. 10 or 20 miles an hour, they're going by it at 300. But it's as, you know, but it's as large as an ATV. Okay, which is not huge. Or I can't tell what's on it. So let's, you know, we're going to shoot them down. So then Senator Ted Cruz goes, you're using a $200 million plane to shoot down a $12 balloon. Some of them, one of them was, appears to be a science project from some university. Now here's an example of where you can't win. Biden didn't shoot it down at first and was just pilloried by everybody, right? So now they're shooting him down, and the opposition is saying, you're using a $200 million plane to shoot down a come on, guys. You can't have it both ways. If you're concerned about things flying over our country in balloons, and if it flies, it dies type of mentality, Alaska, Canada, and I think Lake Huron shot down. The only thing is that how far does this go? About shooting down these balloons. Do we have to worry at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade that Charlie Brown's Peanuts balloon takes a sidewinder through his head? It's going to be every balloon. If it flies, it dies. You can't win, Joe. You don't shoot it down, you get pilloried. You shoot it down, you get pilloried. I mean, have we come to that? I guess we have. I just wish Trump had been president when this happened. I could just imagine the headlines. Trump destroys high school science project. Have you heard about, you know, you've heard about this East Palestine train derailment. Have you read all of it?
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal over there.
Well, you guess. But there's been all types of things, like animals are dying 200 miles away and all that. Well, here's a fact checker here. The government has not locked down East Palestine. They did want them to, that train derailment. They did have a large portion of the population leave because they weren't sure what was going to happen, evacuate, due to the threat of a possible explosion, which when the tankers are filled with vinyl chloride. Instead, the authorities chose to breach five tankers filled with it, sending hydrogen chloride and phosgene, a toxic gas, into the air. Now, the government never did lock down East Palestine, as you'll see in some of the places. They received an evacuation order when officials determined that a dangerous explosion was possible. And they are should be back. You know, then they returned. The number of animals killed, about 3,500 fish were killed in the creek there. So that happened. But no animals, amphibious animals were killed that they have found. Animals, in, you know, besides the fish, there have been no other animals dying. About 3,500 fish across 12 species have died in the creeks and streams near it, but no other animal. We don't have any, they have no evidence of it. There's tissue samples from a 6-week-old beef calf that died in the area, and they sent that off, but they have said they're trying to see what the cause of death was on that. That the department, emergency management, is saying the food is safe and the risk to livestock remains low. That horses, cows, other livestock, hundreds of miles away, reported dead from this, and they found no truth to that. They're tracking the plume, and even if you know of it being in the air, they say that the chemicals that got in the water killed the 3,500 fish that went into the Ohio River. That the Ohio River is large enough, you know, to really disperse it, and they've taken samples all along there, and there's been no evidence of pollution. Journalists are being arrested in East Palestine, and one journalist was arrested, and the charges were dropped. They had him for misdemeanor charges of disorderly conduct and criminal trespassing. So. And that Norfolk Southern is going to be on the hook for money, a lot of money here. The plan was never to pay out money directly, and the company's financial commitment has grown. So you too can have, you know, we have, how many trains go through here a day right through the center of our town? Do we ever know what's on those trains? Can a town restrict certain chemicals or other dangerous things?
I know there's rules against nuclear weapons and nuclear waste going through, but I don't know about anything else.
Yeah, I mean, what if you had 30 cars filled with chloride and coming through town on a regular basis, and we had a derailment? I mean, do we even know what's going through town from the Union Pacific through here? All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Almost fell into that hole in your life. You're not thinking about tomorrow. You were the same.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite, Reading's dish premier local retailer, providing our area with the best value, service, and technology in TV for over 30 years. And that's true. I just, Doug Tooley was in the offices yesterday, and I'll explain that a little bit. But don't call the 800 number. Call your local retailer at 530-241-3474. Doug Tooley knows what he's doing. He's got all types of specials out there, way too many to try to mention right here. But we've had dish for a long time, and besides the snow that landed on at that time, no problems. So give him a call, 530-241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Now, our satellite dish seems to, either in the wind or something, and we talked about this, seems to have unaligned. Well, Doug came in yesterday. It's up on the roof with the satellite dish. Replaced the conductor, replaced something else on there. And is he's got this little, it's smaller than a bread box type thing that locks on the satellites and all this. So then he can then adjust the satellite back, and which is what happened. We're off, it, you know, a little, and that's all it takes. You know, aim small, miss small. Yeah, well, this is miss small here, miss large out there. So. But I can't say enough about Doug, veteran-owned business, and he also is, they're doing that new thing, what is that with the, for internet?
Oh.
Smart?
No, it's the Link.
The Link, yeah, Smart Link, no?
Not Smart Link, Starlink.
Starlink, yeah, they're putting that in there. Also, so give them a call and find out the kind of things that they can do for you. Let's talk about things around here. I had a journalist from The Nation magazine. He was in my office the other day. He's coming back. The Nation magazine is very liberal. It's out there. And he's doing an extended story on Shasta County. And what is Shasta County? You know, there is the recall of Modi. And that's what he talked about to begin with. But then he started talking about some other things. And I said, you know, the thing is, yeah, Leonard Modi was recalled. But that was the people in that district saying that we wanted to change. And, you know, people get to do that. Well, what about to the, you know, you guys, you know, not you guys. And he wasn't confrontational. I don't want to make it sound like that. He said, well, what about the election is, you know, Shasta County is going further right. I said, this whole region up here is a conservative region. This region votes 60+% Republican. And it's also people really independent, too. But there's so much more about our region in Shasta County, and you need to also bring in the other side, how we're one of the most giving cities in America, about the disasters that we had up here with the Car Fire, Paradise Fire, the Zog Fire, where people came together. I want to tell them about when George Floyd was killed, and we had a Black Lives Matter rally here. And on one side of the street and the other side of the street were militia types that, you know, were there in case it turned into a riot, which it didn't. There were no punches thrown. There was no physical confrontation. And then 2 days later, we had a big rally in the park. Police weren't even there. And it was peaceful and people marched together, you know, that people should not be murdered because of either people don't care, their skin color, whatever it is. But he needs to know that. He needs to know that we've got two just super hospitals here. We have an education system that works. We've got Simpson University and Shasta College, that provide great educations for our young people that leave high school. He's gonna come here next week and we're gonna walk down the street. I wanna show him what's happening downtown. How the revitalization of downtown is, how we've got, well, you know, the best fishery for trout and salmon maybe in the United, well, in the United States, all the positive things that are out here. Yes, we have elections, and people really are getting involved in elections, and I don't see what's wrong with that. Where you have a percentage that says we need change. Well, the people who vote, as we found out, you know, the five or six people that were running for office lost, that were being pushed by one political contingent. Yet, when the Board of Supervisors elections came, the people spoke in each one of those districts about who they wanted to represent them. And people are getting more involved in school boards. And what's wrong with that? With people wanting to vote, wanting to take back. You can't control D.C. And we sure as heck can't control Sacramento. But at least we can have a say in what happens in our local elections. You know, and God bless people for that. And if we're conservative, so be it. You know, if the what happens if 10 years from now that Democrats take over and it goes 60-40 Democrats, are you going to be here if they're changing things and people are, you know, they're upset and they're standing there, you know, in front of the Board of Supervisors being jerks in some cases, and of course not all of them, but in some cases they were. Would you write a story about that? If we wanted to teach CRT in our schools, if we wanted to keep the fact that a child wants to change their sexual identity, do you keep that a secret from the parents like they do in some states? There's already rules that a child can go to school and get an abortion, and the parents never know about it. I think the parents at some point ought to know what's happening with their kids when they can't get an aspirin, yet they can get an abortion, and or they can start making changes from being one sex to another. Somewhere in their parents need to know. So, and that's what's happening in, you know, when people want to get more involved in their kids' education, they want to get more involved with what's happening at the city and the county, what's happening with the hundreds of millions of dollars that flow through Shasta County. Well, where's this money going? You know, is there a zero-based budget where people have to come back and say, okay, in this year, in my department, I need this person, I need these things, and it's going to cost this much money. I don't see anything wrong with people wanting to have a say in their government. And yet, we're being pilloried, not by this guy. I haven't seen his article yet, but it'll be interesting. And because he's talking to a lot of people, to have a say, to want to make a difference. And what's wrong with that? And we'll find out probably next month when it comes out. But I do want to show him around because I want to show him the positive aspects. I'm going to throw him, I'm going to walk down there with the new construction going on, show him the new courthouse. I'm going to throw him in the truck, take him out to Turtle Bay. I'm going to show him the hospitals. You know, these are things that we have around here that are positive, real positive. So, and then I really am looking forward to seeing what he writes. Well, anyway, hey, after the news, we've got the House of Realty joining us, and I'm interested to see what's happening. Because when I look at homes, I'm seeing prices drop, and then I saw one house went up $29,000. It was already like $750,000, so it went up to like $799. They raised the price on it when every other home that you're seeing, they're dropping them $1,000. They're dropping them. I saw one that was dropped $30,000 to sell it. So I can't wait to talk to the Middletons about this. What else? The Odina, the Wonder Horse, got her last vet checkup yesterday. She looks, everything is working just great.
Healthy as a horse?
Healthy as a horse. She's got her, still has her bandage on. But she did something yesterday, twice, that just, you know, she used to, you know, load with no problem. But then after we kept taking her to the vet, she would, you know, plant 1,200 pounds and not want to get into the trailer. And we'd get her in there, have to work with her. But yesterday she jumped in, took her to the vet, got her bandage changed, got everything examined and everything like this. Guy came back out, jumped into it again, took her home. She's happy. I'm happy. I don't have to fight 1,200 pounds of horse going into a trailer. Anyway, hey, we're going to take a break for the news, and we'll be right back with House of Beauty.
You are so beautiful.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
College and Simpson University have Veterans Resource Centers to assist you in your educational pursuits. These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. On it goes, a toxic nightmare for residents of East Palestine, Ohio, surrounding areas in the aftermath of the toxic train derailment. Animals have been dying and people have reported illness. A couple of locals tossing a large rock into a creek, seeing a rainbow sheen of chemicals bubbling to the top.
Wow.
Look at all that.
Look at it.
It's all in the bottom of the creek bed.
But they burned all the chemicals off of there, right?
That's what I heard, yeah.
Maybe off the top.
From a Twitter video posted by Republican Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio. Five former Memphis police officers have just pleaded not guilty to second-degree murder and other charges in the violent arrest and subsequent death of Tyree Nichols. They're all out on bond. Their next hearing, May 1st. Joe Biden's doctor is describing the president as a healthy, vigorous 80-year-old.
After a routine medical exam, President Biden was described as fit to successfully execute duties of the presidency. His blood work was normal, he has a healthy weight, and has no long-term symptoms from the coronavirus. In a health summary, Dr. Kevin O'Connor wrote that the president had a lesion removed from his chest during a routine skin cancer checkup, and that his stiffened gait was the result of spinal arthritis. The conclusions are sure to be scrutinized as the nation's oldest president makes plans for re-election. Ray Clugston, Washington.
Democratic Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania has checked himself into the hospital for treatment of clinical depression. It's an ongoing battle he has fought for years, according to his office. An Arizona appeals court rejecting Republican Carrie Lake's challenge to the outcome of the Arizona governor's race, and Lake is vowing to appeal to the state Supreme Court. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 81 points and NASDAQ off 144. More on these stories at townhall.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
A top aide to Ukraine's president says Russia has changed its tactics, employing decoy missiles and balloons in a bid to overwhelm Ukraine's air defense systems.
Mykhailo Podolyak maintains Ukraine's air defenses are adapting, and he says Russia is facing missile exhaustion, the waves of missiles it's fired since October depleting supplies. Moscow has not acknowledged such problems, but Britain's defense ministry backs up the assessment. Podolyak also renewed Ukraine's appeal for long-range missiles to strike Russian troop concentrations far behind the front lines. And he reiterated Ukraine's need for ammunition, saying we just don't have enough shells. Podolyak says a drawn-out war favors Russia, not least because its population is more than three times that of Ukraine. I'm Ben Thomas.
Rescuers pulling more survivors from the debris of the February 6th earthquake that devastated parts of Turkey and Syria. News and analysis, townhall.com. Some cracks appear in the foundation of Afghanistan's government.
A rare public show of division within the ranks of the Taliban emerged in recent days when Interior Minister Sirajuddin Haqqani gave a speech seen as implicit criticism of the movement's reclusive supreme leader. The Taliban leadership has been opaque since their takeover of the country in August 2021, with almost no indication of how decisions are made. In recent months, the group's supreme leader Hibatullah Akhundzada
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment this morning, and today is the 17th of February, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Nathan's on the...
Good morning. Whatever I'm on.
Well, you're running everything, and the phone's ringing. So why don't you take that, and let's go to Susan Eastman. Susan, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are starting out in the red this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 80 points at 33,617. The S&P 500 is up 33 points at 4,056. And the NASDAQ Composite is losing 122 points, 11,733. Active stocks this morning, Tesla down $2.34, trading at $199.78. Amazon down $2.18 at $95.98 per share. Microsoft off $5.10, trading at $257.04. Stocks of local interest, AT&T down $0.08, trading at $19.18. Verizon positive $0.16, trading at $39.99. PG&E down a nickel at $15.50. In the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is priced to yield 3.846%. And over to commodities, gold is up $5, trading at $1,840 per ounce, silver positive 11 cents at $21.60, and crude oil is priced at $75 a barrel, down $2.80. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President, Investments, Stifel, Nicholas & Company, member of SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
How can you do that so fast?
It's a minute. It's a market minute.
Oh.
I try to go slow.
So.
It's a busy time. I'm hyper.
Yeah. What time does your day start?
Oh, well, I get up. Today I got up at 4:30, to be honest. I couldn't sleep. Oh. So I just got up, but I have my coffee, and then I decide, you know, how my day's going to look and come to work around 7:30 or 8.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I take my time.
I like to do that, get up and try and figure out which way my day's going. And so far, I've failed at that. Probably 300 days out of the year. Probably, you know, I go, yeah, this is what my day's going to look like, and it never is. So
far, mine's going well.
Oh, well, I'm happy. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You bet. Bye. Susan Eastman, who's the First Vice President of Investments for Stifel. Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated. She's located at 2701 Park Marina Drive. You can give her a call at 530-244-7199. So here I am once again with the Middletons and House of Realty.
Good morning.
Top of the morning. Top of the morning to you. Now, here's my favorite part of Friday mornings with House of Realty. We know we're going to get a call from Cameron saying, I'm going to be there. So today,
and I'm here,
he says, oh, there's construction on Placer Street. It's backed up.
I got around it.
Now, Bruce, how long has that construction been going on, Placer Street?
At least 6 months.
At least six
oh,
months.
Oh, longer than that, I think.
Okay. So,
closer to a year.
Cameron calling and saying, there's construction on,
oh, no,
on
no, no,
Placer
no.
Street. I mean.
No, it wasn't.
If
it wasn't
you had
that.
Said something like there was a cow walking down the street and it's backed up traffic, that's good.
No, I didn't.
That's good.
I didn't hit the construction. See, the key was I was getting around the construction. And I don't think my strategy was optimal. Should have gone another route. I thought, okay, I'm going to outsmart this. I'm going to be able to pull it off. Know the right way to go. Get around this. I won't have to deal with it. I should have gone through the construction. I would have been here
they change later. It daily. So now they shut off Placer, so they have to send them up our street, right? We've had – I've watched 20 cars lined up on our street trying to make – you know, trying they come up our street, make a left, you know, to go around the construction. And I'm sitting there thinking, well – they've done this. I mean, they've been doing this for months. And are they opening up the same places and doing something in them, or is this is new?
You know, it seems to be that way. Where they come, they do things, then they come back and do it again or add something else. I'm not sure. I think they're doing laterals, sewer laterals. But,
yeah
it Gold Street hasn't had that much traffic in 10 years.
Oh, no. No, and then, you know, there's probably going to be and then after they had, you know, completely redid our street, and it was beautiful. It was perfect. Not a bump, not even a small pot, nothing. And now I wonder if they're going to come back and redo it. I mean, they did it 2 years ago, and now the whole street, our street, is –
they are.
It looks like a bad appendix scar. I mean, both sides of the street. Yeah.
But they are going to be doing an overlay. So they are going to be redoing the road after the whole thing is done. I've gotten that officially from the Public Works Director because it's certainly been an issue for us going up and down Placer every day. I'm actually today going to get new tires because basically you need four-wheel drive and all-terrains just to get up Placer Hill anymore after it rattles the teeth out of your head going over the metal plates and the bumps and the, well, how'd you call it, appendix scars?
Like, you know, and I'm not talking about appendix scars of today, which are, they go in like probably little, you know, like bore in there and take it out. I'm talking about the old time appendix scars that go across. And, so.
It is a good project, though. I will say that that's very aging infrastructure. And
oh, yeah.
While, you know, these types of projects are the ones that don't get a lot of praise. They're not flashy, and they don't get, in fact, a lot of times they'll get criticism because of the condition of the road, construction, et cetera. You know, having sold homes down there and had them doing transactions, especially over even on Willis, up Magnolia, some of these others. The sewer systems are so old.
Well,
they're clay pipes
from the early 1900s.
Yeah.
So they're going in there, and I think they're either, what, they're going to put the new pipes through them or on top of them, however they do it, but it replaces all that. And it's something that's, now see, that's the type of infrastructure the government is supposed to be doing. You know, fixing the sewers, fixing the
exactly.
streets and all that. So, you know, I don't complain about it. I joke about it, but I don't complain about it. Okay. I'm going to take an early break, and then we can come back and jump into what's happening in the real estate market in our area here. This portion of the show brought to you by Jeff Wurst over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Local, locally owned, locally run, veteran-owned business. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. Whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, he'll fix it and guarantee it for the life of the windshield. For a free inspection and analysis, stop by 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373. He fixed about a 6-inch crack on my windshield 15 years ago, 14 years ago. You still can't see it. I mean, that's good work. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 36 degrees, 8:13 in the morning here on the 17th of February.
So let it rock. Let it roll. Let the Bible bell come and save my soul.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
When Black Bear Diner first opened, they filled the largest platters they could find. Not much has changed. Their legacy of huge portions continues today. And they just introduced new diner deals. 6 new dinner combos and new home-style side choices. Baby back ribs and tri-tip, chicken strips and tri-tip, chicken Alfredo, chicken and pesto, ribs and shrimp, and cod and shrimp. There is always plenty for your paws at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
JastaBeam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from JastaBeam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 17th of February, 8:17 in the morning, and it's 36 degrees. And we argued the other day, was it 36, 37, or 38? And I said, frankly,
Doesn't matter.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. One of the most highly rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services in specific categories, including heart attack care, emergency care, preventative cares, lack of surgical complications, heart failure, stroke, and hip and knee replacements. All of this at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. I'm with Bruce and Cameron Middleton from House of Realty, the most august real estate firm with 56 or 57.
8 years now.
58.
Woo. Real quick, gentlemen, just to let you know, today is the National Random Acts of Kindness Day, so have a good day.
Okay. National Random Acts of Kindness.
Texting that to my wife right now.
Yeah. That doesn't apply.
Oh.
No. Okay, so what's happened in a month?
Well, not a ton, but I would say that kind of the interesting thing in the last, really in the last couple of weeks, is that the interest rates have ticked back up. So we were down as low as almost an even 6%. And I think as of this morning, the interest rate on the 30-year fix is about a 6.8. So
that's kind of a big jump.
It's a bit of a jump. So
it's almost a whole percentage point.
Almost.
It takes me out of the range of that $300,000 house. So
yeah, that would do it. But yeah, it has they have gone up. Our inventory stayed about the same. I mean, as of this morning, we are still holding steady at, 526 homes on the market, which is, again, extremely low historically. And I think, part of the reason for that, as we've discussed before a little bit, is there's a lot of people now that are not putting their homes on the market because they don't want to sell when they've got a loan at a 2 or 3% interest rate and then buy something at a 6 or a 7% interest rate. So a lot of people are not listing their homes, but that's had an interesting effect on this. Usually in these types of times, we would see the inventory skyrocket and go up considerably, but we're not seeing that. So the price pressure is there's still, with the inventory that's out there, there are buyers. In fact, I had one that we got in escrow, about a week ago, and down in Cottonwood, listed for about $700,000, that got four offers. Now, they weren't all ideal offers. Few of them, three of them were well below ask. One was a very low ball offer. One of them was above list, but it was very, very contingent upon something else selling that was very risky. So there was kind of a risk reward there, but there are buyers. They're out there. They're looking. If you've got a quality place, they don't have an awful lot still to look at. So sales are down overall. Prices are coming down a bit.
Well, once I look at, like on Zillow, I see the vast majority of them, they're coming down. On the other hand, I saw one go up 25,000. And so I wonder about that. Maybe it was maybe they got a bunch of full price offers and they took it off the market and then raised it again. I don't know, but it's in this general area someplace. So if I have a contingency that I have to sell the Diesel Horse Bridge, that's probably what you call a low chance that I have.
It's not the most attractive offer that you could present, I think, at that point. And we've seen the average sales price go down. Within the Reading area, our friends at Sprinkle Appraisals, Bob and Tiffany, and their report that we have out here for January, they show the average sales price in the 01, 02, and 03 zip codes here in the greater Reading area, down from a high of $445,000 for an average sales price, down to a $388,000 average sales price. So, that number, again, only counts the area within Reading, but it is a bit of an indication that we're seeing a lower sales price. But keep in mind, that's roughly where we were early 2021.
Okay.
So we kind of went up, but we've come back down to where we were really about less than 2 years ago.
There's a number of real estate agents, obviously, in Reading. So when you have a lower number of houses being sold, the interest rates going up, I would think that they'd be extremely hungry out there. And yet I know you've called somebody several times, and they've never returned your call.
Because they think they have the escrow sewn up.
Oh, is that what it is?
Well, okay. We'll see, but yeah.
Real estate being cyclical, we've seen this happen many times, where when the market is extremely hot, people will go down and get a license, and their neighbor wants to sell, or they have somebody in mind that's looking to buy a house or whatever. But when times toughen up, you lose a lot of those part-time realtors. And the old saying that, 20% of the agents do 80% of the business still holds pretty true. What we're seeing now is the market's kind of returning to normalcy.
Okay.
Pandemic and everything that transpired, there was panic buying. If we don't make an offer today, the house will sell. We better not, come in with any contingencies. In the Bay Area, if you wanted to do inspections, forget it. your offer went to the bottom of the pile and whatever. Right. So, but the market's returning to more normalcy, and that's not all bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things aren't going to go up 20% or down 20%. Things are, you know, holding somewhat firm. So we've seen a reduction price-wise. When we look at the hot sheet every morning, we see a number of price reductions. So I think, too, the one thing to be aware of is if you're going to list your house, list it as close to what the agent says the sales price will probably ultimately be. You know, the old saying, you know, well, you can always come down, or, you know, I want more wiggle room. In this market, all you're going to do is sell somebody else's house. So, you know, come in close to asking price, or make the asking price close to sales price. And So, it's a healthier market.
Well, you know, as you know, Linda and I are always looking for, you know, a little place of property and the horses and goats and all that. And we saw one that looked really cool. So we drove out there, and it was out there in Cottonwood area. But what they didn't show you in all these great pictures was the power lines about a quarter mile away, and your view from the knoll was looking down into a big power, you know, substation down there. I didn't see those in the photos. And it was an open house. We didn't even turn up the driveway. I just turned around and left.
Those usually don't make it into the photo sets.
Those don't make it into the photo sections.
Yeah. And that's part of it too. I think right now buyers are at least picky enough, or able to be picky enough, that again, they see certain negative detractors, things like that. They're able to, try and avoid them and go elsewhere. They've got a little bit more, latitude in terms of what they can find. But again, with the inventory still so low, again, trying to find that ideal house, it's difficult. And having some of those negative detractors in a market like this, that's difficult. And the big one is repairs. You've got major repairs to be done. You're going to limit that number of buyers considerably. Having the house in good shape is absolutely critical right now. People are going around. They see something that's going to require, you know, extra cash out of their pocket or make the escrow difficult. Less likely to sell. And we're seeing more fall out of escrow as well. You see a lot more in this type of market that fall through for a variety of reasons. But usually it has to do with, you know, major repairs and other things that are deficiencies that are found in the inspections.
How about being pre-qualified when you walk in with because I'm qualified for this much. I'm going to have to sell my house off. But does being pre-qualified help?
Yeah, that's almost necessary any longer. And you know, it speeds up the process as well. But if you're preparing an offer and they have a pre-quali letter stating that, yes, they certainly qualify for that, that will receive more attention than an offer with no pre-quali letter. They'll ask for that before they really even address the offer. So, and the other thing is, some people might be making, you know, a very good wage, but they forget that they have a high debt service. Those ratios have to come into play. And so by being pre-qualified, and the other thing is, too, that we tell people, don't go out and make a major purchase throughout that period. And I had a guy years and years ago, all of a sudden went from qualifying to not qualifying because he incurred a new $500 a month truck payment.
Yeah. Well, so let's go to the phones. Mark Mazzano. Good morning, Mark.
Yeah.
You're on. This is Carl.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. What's up? Carl.
Morning, Councilman.
Well, I just wonder, I'm always listening to you, and I heard your conversation this morning regarding the railroad, and I got to be honest with you, you must be reading my notes because I've got those questions for Tuesday night. I don't think that we know what's going through our city on the rails. I do know that our fire department is trained in hazardous materials. And when I was a highway patrolman, we carried a guidebook in our patrol cars. Every hazardous material has a 4-digit code that tells you about the hazards of that particular chemical. And you take that book and you say, okay, that's that code, and this is what you have to do. You have to shelter in place, or you have to evacuate. It gives you all the rules. And our fire department, we have special people that get trained in dealing with hazardous material. And then on your Pacelli and Placer, I'm happy to report that we're on track, and we expect to have that construction completed in, I guess late May, early June is what they're telling me.
Yeah, late May, early June 2025. You didn't say what year, Mark. So
it's right around the corner, Carl. We've been working hard on that.
Hey, you know what? I'm not complaining a bit. Just make you know my sewer work. So, okay, Mark, thanks a lot.
You have a great day, sir.
You
bye-bye.
Too, buddy.
And if I could, just to Mark's point, too, because this came up at our Planning Commission meeting Tuesday night, the city has an emergency operations plan, and they, mm-hmm. within the plan, too, that they have, we have a hazard mitigation plan that we went through and approved as part of the general plan update, and that we have to go through and approve for general plan consistency once a year. And hazardous materials is, there's a full plan for hazardous materials release, whether it's by rail, vehicle, so tanker truck, something
tanker
on I-5.
Through,
yeah. We even discussed any possibility of that occurring with any aircraft at the meeting on Tuesday night. And so that is something that the city has identified. We've got a number of risks and hazards, everything from earthquake and liquefaction to dam inundation. If there's a dam failure, what happens in that event? That's scary, by the way. That's
if
not
Shasta
good.
If Shasta Dam failed, would I have waterfront property or would I
yes.
be underwater?
Yes, the line is actually at Chestnut.
Oh, is it?
You would. You'd have riverfront property.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Because we're up in the kind of on the hill there. But
it's
anyway,
at the base
but
of the hill.
See, my question is what Mark was addressing was do after that East Palestine disaster, do we know what's coming through our town? Like if Union Pacific says, hey, we're bringing through 30 cars of chloride in here, shouldn't the city know about it so they can give a heads up to all the, you know, the fire department and all that? Hey, they're going to be coming through here about 4 in the morning, just so that you know, in case there was an incident. I don't know if we even know that.
That's a good question. I don't know if we know what's coming through.
Well, they could tell us.
I know we have a plan for what happens in that in the event that there is a release. And really, it was beefed up significantly after the Cantera Loop spill that happened north up in Castella, Dunsmuir area.
Dunsmuir. Killed off the whole fish population for years. But it just seems like, you know, do we actually, you know, this is running through the center of our town. Do we actually know what's going through here?
That's a good question. Fire department probably has addressed that, I would think. There's so many trains every day.
Right. Yeah.
You know.
And most of them are innocuous and they're pulling wood products or, you know, whatever they're doing. But if they've got one that's got some really hazardous materials on it, it seems like they would tell the cities along the route in case something happened. You know, so you could have, you know, hey, they're coming through here with some really caustic materials, just a heads up. You know, so the firemen and police and everybody's kind of like, okay, you know, worst case. We know it's coming now.
Well, and I would hope that they would, although I know from a planning perspective, you know, they've had discussions for years about the empty lot down here, the train station, the Union Pacific-owned property there, kind of bound by... Was it Oregon, Yuba, and Tehama to the north?
Nobody can park there.
Well, and they've tried to negotiate different things and swapping the rail yards and things for years and years. And communication with Omaha is usually difficult, to say the least. They usually don't get any communication.
That's what I heard.
Having run multiple parades in this town as well, just trying to coordinate with the railroad with regards to a parade that we know is coming months in advance for at max a couple of hours is exceptionally difficult, and even trying to get them to communicate on that it's exhausting. But no, I think from that standpoint, we don't know what's coming through.
I think we should. Okay, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. They've opened up their new gun store. It's located at 11091 Rhyolite Drive, and that's off of Lake Boulevard. You know where the bowling alley is. It's just when you make the turn into that light, take a left, and down's Rhyolite. And they have a tremendous selection of firearms and ammo and all the accessories. Plus, it's the classroom for Northern Firearms Instruction is right there next door to it. Northern Firearms Instruction, you can reach them at 530-999-8122. Or the gun store, 800-913-1393. We'll be right back.
Jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. Where the app are the coolest and the music is the soonest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at bpsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House. Bringing family and friends together.
The City of Redding cares about clean, affordable transportation. Redding Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price of the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Oh, are we? Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today is Friday, the 17th of February, 8:37 in the morning, a whopping 38 degrees out there. And how does this happen? It's going to go up to
almost 70.
I've got 64.
Oh, tomorrow.
That's almost 70.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, it's going to be 65 and nice. But next week, starting Monday night, that starts getting partly cloudy, and Tuesday through Thursday, a chance of rain and snow showers. Are you kidding me? Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson. They treat their customers as warm friends. 530-365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans, veteran-owned business. I'm here with the Middleton family from House Realty, and we were talking about the real estate market, and it's all kind of staying about the same, except the interest rates went up from 6 to 6.8. See, if I looked at buying a house right now, that's almost three times my interest rate.
Yeah.
Right now, three times the amount. So.
Yeah, that'd be about right. It's,
yeah.
It's a substantial increase.
It is.
You know, it kind of seems to hit the ceiling at about seven. We hit it before, and then it came back down. We're hitting it again. And in generally speaking, the Federal Reserve has kicked back on, you know, they're now only going up a mere quarter point at their last hike. So, again, there's a bit of a feeling out there that, yeah, inflation's starting to come down. But that'll be the real indicator as to how this market continues. The other one's going to be the job market. And you know how deep a recession we end up in, so it'll be interesting to see. But it is a factor, and I think the problem is you get into tougher economic times, you get into a market like this we were discussing during the break. One of the things you do start to see more of, and we're certainly seeing it, is increases in cases of fraud and fraudulent buyers. You could see fraudulent loans. There's a number of things that come through. Sometimes, too, you get people out there that are not legitimate. And you mentioned before about having that pre-qualifying letter, pre-approval letter. It certainly would suggest the latter, a full pre-approval. Also, it's important as somebody selling their home to make sure that that person that's buying, that you have the proof of funds if needed and that you have that pre-approval letter and that they are a solid buyer. We've got a very high-end listing over $1 million that, recently we had two instances in a week. One where we were told by another agent, hey, we've got this, buyer coming in. He's flying in from Vegas on his, flying in private jet. This is the only house he wants to see. He's already had me write up the offer. It's signed. He just needs to see it. So get ready Sunday afternoon at 4:30. We'll be there. You know, the sellers are getting the house ready, doing everything just to get it nice and spruced up. The guy never called, never showed, nothing ever happened. And the next day was even better. On the same house, we get a call from another agent who says, hey, I've got a great buyer, cash buyer. They want to buy this house. You know, just wondered if she could see it tomorrow at 11. We said, sure. But do you know this buyer? Have you met this buyer? Do you know who she is? Have you worked with her in the past? Do you have any kind of proof of funds, whatnot? She said, well, no, but let me call her again and talk to her and find out. So she calls back about an hour later and says, well, I had a very long talk with the buyer. And she said she's not actually the buyer. It's her boyfriend, who's currently down in Mexico for a couple of months. You may have heard of him. His name's Val Kilmer. And so he's going to be the one that's going to provide the money. She said, well, have you been talking to him? Well, yes. I mean, sort of. He's got throat cancer, so he can't talk. But we email and we text back and forth. And, of course, we said, so this means we're off for 11 o'clock. She says, yes, we are off for 11 o'clock. Clearly, this was somebody that either was trying to perpetrate a scam or was unfortunately being scammed by somebody else. Hey, go and put in a piece of property and, you know, this is who I am. And so we are starting to see more of that. And in tougher times, people are more desperate. You do start to see, higher cases of fraud, higher incidences of that.
I'm Val Kilmer. I'm going to buy you a house.
Yeah.
Just come to Mexico with me for a month.
Yeah.
The money's coming from Nigeria any day now.
Any day right now from a prince in Nigeria. You know, Val Kilmer should have won an Academy Award for Tombstone. Change my mind.
Nope. I agree. Yeah,
there you go.
I second that.
Wasn't even nominated.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Oh, man. So people need to be aware of that.
Be aware. Be cautious. You don't need to do full background checks on everybody, but have an idea. Have some solid documentation that, you know, the other one too is proof of funds. People come in and say, hey, we've got a cash deal. Well, it may not exactly be cash. It may be they're getting a bridge loan or...
And they've got to get this next load across the border.
And we've seen it too. Yeah. And well, we've seen that too, where they say, yes, it's going to be cash. They don't tell you that they don't have the cash yet, but they will once their house sells. Of course, it's not a contingent offer. They forgot to mention that part.
Or all the money shows up in black garbage bags and fives and tens and twenties.
We've seen that. We've seen that.
We've had that happen.
The other one, too, is if you have a photo.
I've had a friend that happened to. Yeah. You know, the guy had a legitimate marijuana business, but he didn't have a bank.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, and would pay them in envelopes, and they would declare, of course, she says, this has got to stop because I feel like I'm laundering money here, so.
Well, and they're very cautious of that. Title companies now will no longer take cash.
They will no longer take bags of cash coming in.
Yeah.
But they will take, if you have a crate full of fresh farm eggs, that will count as proof of funds, well, and you can use that for a down payment.
That is
collateral.
A down payment. I've got 46 dozen eggs here, and they're from free ranging organic chicken. There isn't a house around here that you can't. That
four bedroom, it. Two bath, probably on an acre.
Right there.
Yeah,
with,
you get
with the swimming pool.
Absolutely.
That's right. Bring another truckload in here, and we'll build a barn for you.
Two goats and a goat.
All right, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. This is the only place I've had my haircut here in town, and I love it. I've never had a bad haircut in 15 years. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans, and one of the things I really like is by appointments. So I make a phone call, set up a time that's good for me, and go in and get my haircut and hang around if I want to or just leave. 530-244-9478 is the phone number, and remember, it's man's last stronghold. We'll be right back with House of Realty.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome back. Yeah, it's a good thing your the mics were turned off on that one. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to our final segment here at the on Friday, 17th of Feb, 8:50 in the morning. We were talking about I facetiously was selling interest in Odina the Wonder Horse, and you can get your photo taken with her. You can get a little newsletter every month. The buy-in's a little bit steep, but it's good forever. And then you can also pay for half the vet bills. So, hey.
So the fraud fair is going to be March 8th.
That's not fraud. That's not fraud. You get something. You get a newsletter every month and with a little hoof print.
Oh, even better. Signed.
Yeah. That's right.
Get in line. Hurry.
Yep. There is a fraud prevention fair, and we've been talking about fraud, and it's going to be March 8th at Mercy Oaks. Don't become a victim of fraud. And it goes from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and then there's lunch. And early, I can't say that. I don't see that on there. But contact Breonna Haney from the Shasta County District Attorney's Office, and they're going to the fraud prevention team's going to be there. They get valuable resources from state, local, and federal agencies and learn how to better protect yourself from fraudulent business practices and scams. And we were just talking about that.
Yeah, and that's a great fair. We've been many, many times. Dad, you were on the
committee when they first started that, and then Shasta County Board of Realtors had a booth with some information on where.
I think we will this year. And it's a great event. I really encourage anybody to go to it because it covers not only housing fraud, which is common, also it's very common in the rental market, a lot of rental fraud. But Senior Deputy District Attorney Lucky Jezrani puts that on with Joe Hendricks, the Chief of the Investigative Bureau there at the District Attorney's Office. Breonna Haley works on that. But it's really a good event, and it's very important, I think, in these types of times for people to look at this. These scammers are creative. They are coming up with new ways to scam people. Again, I'd never heard of the Val Kilmer one before. That was new to me. But they come up with all kinds of different ways to scam people. We had the one, too, last year where, you know, it was a fraudulent lender. Somebody went and said, oh, gosh, I found a little bit better rate with this online lender. It was a great-looking website.
Gosh.
And then finally we got to the end. We had the listing. But we get to the end, and the buyer's agent said, well, we can't close today. It'll be tomorrow. Then it's, oh, well, the lender is going to wire the funds, but they didn't make it before cutoff. And the next day, and the next,
well,
and the next.
Have they already given money to the lender?
Oh, yeah. That was it. They gave money to the lender. The lender said, give me your down payment.
Oh.
Give me your closing costs. And then I'll send it all to the escrow company. Yeah. Well, that's what escrow does. They keep that money. So if a lender's asking you to provide all these funds directly to them, that's a red flag. But that poor buyer, I think she lost over $20,000.
Yeah, it was $37,000. Yeah. It was all the money she was going to put towards the home. It was a young lady over on the coast, and she was just devastated.
Well, of course.
No recourse.
There's no recourse because you can't find them. And it's probably some out of country. Even.
It was some guy in Southern California and used the name of a outfit that had gone under. And, you know, she never checked the validity of, you know, the
lender. You know, it never ceases to amaze me that people who've got the obviously got the IQ and the and they work hard to set up a scam like this.
And you're right about that part, because talking with the escrow officer and talking with the buyer's agent, who both spoke with this person, they said, this lender, they were very articulate. They understood all the lingo. They used all the right terminology. They did everything throughout the transaction that another lender would be taking.
Paperwork, all that kind of everything. Stuff.
Everything. I mean, provided this false documentation. It was more work than a real loan. Of course, they, you know, made 10 times more than what a lender would make on it. But that's, it was incredible how intelligent this person was and the depths and the degree they went to commit the fraud.
Well, I saw a horse business and selling these great horses at extremely low prices, you know, for the market. And so, you know, I went to my, and I said, how can you sell horses? You know, I mean, how can you sell them this low? And I really didn't get but you could buy them online. And people did it. And then people and I said, this is, and so I started checking it. Oh, guess what? Those photos of those horses came from other websites.
Yeah.
And this was nothing but a scam. And I saw people writing it, sent them $10,000, $4,000 without even going down and seeing the horses. And
we have people that buy the property sight unseen, and that really occurs more in hot markets. I had a gentleman from Southern California call me a while back. Says, "Yeah, gosh, I bought this great property in '05. I want to know what it's worth." I said, "Well, where is it?" He goes, "You know, well, it's I got an AP number. I'm trying to pull it up." I said, "Well, what county is it in?" He says, "You know, I'm not really sure." I thought, okay, if the guy doesn't know whether it's in Shasta County, Tehama County, what county it's in, that's bad. And he paid $200,000. I looked it up, and it's in the middle of absolute nowhere. It's kind of between Rancho Tehama and Platina, which is no man's land. And I'm like, okay, pal, I don't know what to tell you. The other one too is you know, fully investigating the property. There was a gentleman, a lawyer actually down south, that called us a while back. Owned a piece of property up in Shingletown, knew nothing about it. He'd purchased it. And, well, it turns out when we went to see what could be built on it that there were multiple massive violations for illegal grading of wetlands, and which had occurred before he bought it. He didn't know. It was not disclosed to him when he bought it. And decent piece of ground, but he has to go through and settle with, what is it, Shasta County Environmental Health, State Fish and Wildlife, U.S. Fish and Wildlife, Army Corps of Engineers, and the EPA in order to get that thing back to compliance. And he said, well, how much is it worth? I said, I don't know how much you would have to pay someone to take it off your hands, but you're literally in the negative. You're going to have to pay somebody to take it. And, yeah, he's still working on it. I don't know if he'll ever get it resolved. So, you know, checking something out, too, beforehand. Very critical. The commercial one I heard about yesterday, gentleman bought a building about a year ago, less than a year ago, and is now getting a tenant into it. And they went to, go down and install, I think, some commercial sink or something for a restaurant use. And the city said, I'm not sure what happened here, but 3/4 of this building is not permitted. And the buyer had no idea. And he was trying to get a tenant in, and now he's up a creek. So, you know, it's so critical that you check out, your properties, checking out your buyers, making sure everything's on the up and up, and doing all the research you can during a transaction.
You can't just, you think your real estate agent does that, but.
Well, they should.
And they should.
It's called due diligence.
Right. If it doesn't exist, and then all of a sudden it shows up. I lived in a flood zone in Hawaii. Nobody told me I lived in a flood zone. It ended on my street. On the other side of my street is where it ended. So when we got flooded, most of the people down there didn't have flood insurance, even though we were required to have it. But I wasn't told. Well, we came out fine on it because of a variety of things. But, yeah, you really got to make sure. You know, is that your property line?
Oh, Yeah.
I bet that's a big one.
Well,
because people will own places for 15, 20 years thinking that's their property line. They build a little shed there, and then the new tenant next door, the new owner next door comes up and he says, half your shed's on my property.
Yeah, fences, good luck. I'd rather have my fence over there. It's flatter, so they move over. You buy a property and you have no idea where that property line is.
Well, we've seen two or three instances of homes being built across property lines in just the last probably 2-3 months that it's come up that if you look at it, one of them was on a national federal land boundary. That was it was devastating, and he, of course, the seller can't get anywhere. I got a call literally, what was it, day before yesterday on one, and somebody out east of town, and it looks like they, now forget the setback, I think the front step may have been over the line. We're seeing this, you know, it does happen, and you'd be surprised. A lot of people look at these aerial maps and these satellite maps with property lines. And even the best ones that we have access to, they're always off a little bit. They're when you look at them closely, especially maybe alongside of a road, that you could tell it's offset in one direction or the other. So they're often not accurate. And it's amazing how many times people build over property lines.
Well, I know we're nudging ours. That, you know, you came out and showed us where, so we're okay. But over the years, the house was built in the 40s. They've added on to the house. And I bet we're pushing both sides.
And that was tough for us to figure out. We had to go down, we went down the street, up the corner to find around the corner to find the property pin.
Right.
Had to come down directly using, compass GPS. And then, we had 100-foot. Measuring tapes, we lasered it, did the whole thing to try and find it, but so many people don't really know where their lines are at. So,
well, thank you so much for being with us
thank
today,
you.
Bruce and Cameron.
Thank you,
and gosh, there's so much going on with real estate all the time. How do people get a hold of House of Realty?
241-8300 or houseofrealty.com.
There you go. Everybody have a great weekend, and we'll be back Monday. God bless America.
Won't be turned.